Well, I don't know, real syrup is all I would know.
Just pure syrup.
Pure syrup.
Pure syrup.
Have you ever called it maybe like genuine syrup?
Right.
It could be called that.
What could it be called?
Well, I just said it was pure syrup. If I got a hold of it and I knew it was, I would say this is pure syrup.
Well, you know, what's the other name that you could use?
All right.
That you know, that we just said.
Genuine? I guess you can use that word too, sure.
Okay. All right, like when we buy sugar, we buy it, you know, like in packages already measured and pre-measured. Supposing you didn't buy it in a sack.
You would buy it by the pan?
Well, if it's not packaged, what would it be?
Bulk.
Right, okay. All right, what do you call the stuff that you put up in jars that you might spread on biscuits or toast or something like that, made of fruit?
Jams and jellies.
Okay. This one's easy. What do you put on your table to season your food?
Salt and pepper.
Right. Okay, if there's apples and a child wants one, he says, blank apple.
Can I have an apple?
Okay, or if he's not asking, he's saying, blank me an apple, Mom.
Bring me an apple.
Okay. Right. It wasn't these boys, so it must have been one of
the neighbor boys?
Or suppose you're identifying a certain group and you say, it wasn't these boys, it was
these
books over here and blank over there. These books are mine
and those are mine. Yours?
Right, okay. Right, if you are pointing to a tree way off, you might say, it's, or he doesn't live here, he lives
over yonder.
Okay.
But these books over here and
down the road.
Okay, suppose you say, don't do it that way, do it
my way,
or
is there some other way?
All right, suppose you're fixing something. And you don't want your daughter to do it, you know, that way. You say, I want you to do it
another way?
Don't do it that way. Do it.
Don't do it that way.
You know, like when you were, you were doing something and sewing, and like your girl was doing it too. Saying she was over there sewing and over there, and like you were doing it over here too, at the same time, and like she messed up, you say, don't do it that way, do it.
Do it my way?
Or this way, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Alright, when somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
Beg your pardon?
Or what might you ask him to say?
Repeat it.
That's good enough. Yeah. If a man has plenty of money and doesn't have anything to worry about, the wife is...
Let me see.